Yidei Torah Marshta Yud Dalet Sivan Toshim Pei Beis Rabbi Yehuda Saunders.
I want to speak to an Indian today, which is something which is very common, and many halachas which come very often. Hopefully we'll also come out with some kedushim, hopefully as well. So I want to talk about the Indian of tefillah, davening with a minyan. So first of all, what exactly is the point in davening with a minyan? Why do we come to shul to daven? What's the point of davening with a minyan? There's various reasons why we come and daven with a minyan. We have more kavanah when we daven in shul with a minyan. We're able to hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Devarim Shebekdusha, of course. And we daven Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah B'Tzibur. Question is, which one is the main one? What's the most important? Or are they all equally important? And Bechlal, what is the chiyuv to daven? Is there a chiyuv? Does one have to? It's better to? It's a nice thing to? Where's the chiyuv from? What's the mile of davening with the tefillah, with the tzibur? And hopefully we'll come out with various nafkaminas la'alocha, various cases, we'll see. The other thing I'd like to hopefully get to is a shayla which is very common. What happens all the time. Many people, if you come, a person who comes a little bit late to shul, or the shul is packed full, and you can't get, your posture can't get into the shul. It's too full. Or someone's davening by the door sometimes, you can't open it, you know, it happens sometimes. So, or a person doesn't want to be davening, it's too crowded for him, he just doesn't like it, it's too much. So, he wants to go and he daven in the Ezra's Noshim. Can you go and daven in the Ezra's Noshim? Is that considered davening with a minion? Or, sometimes a lot of shuls have a bit of a lobby outside. Can you daven in the lobby? Does the door have to be open? Do you have to be able to see? Do they have to be able to see you? So, hopefully we'll come to that as well. We'll get to there. So, starting off, the idea of davening with a minyan is not just in order to be able to hear Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruch Hu, to hear Devarim Shebekdusha. Some people make that mistake, whether they know that halacha or they don't know that halacha, but they come to shul, sometimes they come a bit late, and they think, okay, so I'm going to daven, and I'll hear Kedusha, you know, and sometimes I'll chap a Baruch Hu from this minyan, and a Kedusha from that minyan, and like, you know, Omen Yishmer Abba here, and you know, and then I'll be done. But they forget that the ikkah, they're missing out on one of the ikrim of davening with a minyan, which is Tefillah B'Tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah says it very clearly in Siman Tzadi. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tefillah B'Tzibur, what is Tefillah B'Tzibur? Hu Tefillas Yud Ches, Dehainu, Sheispalalu, Asara, Anoshim, Shem Gedoylim, Biyachet, not what people think. Not the people think that the ikkah of a minyan is you hear, you come and you hear Kaddish, you hear Kedusha, you hear Baruch Hu. As long as there's 10 people there, that's fine. That's not the ikkah, says the Mishnah Berurah. The ikkah is that 10 people daven Shmona Esrei at the same time together. And so my tachlis of coming to shul is in order, of course, to hear Devarim Shebekdusha, to hear Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha, of course. But also, the ikkar tachlis of coming to shul is not only to hear Devarim Shebekdusha, but it is also, and primarily, to daven tefillah b'tzibur, to daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. What's the nafkamin? A nafkamin is a person comes late. He comes late, so he's got two options. He comes in the middle of the hole, in the middle of Psuki de Zimra. You know, I once heard from one of my rabbeim in yeshiva, he once said, you have two types of people. You have the people who come at the beginning of davening, by le'olam yehei adam. Yeah. And then you have the other people who come later on in davening. They come kibosus. So, you don't say a person comes in the middle of Sukkot de Zimra.
We say every morning when she comes, space at middle, shekels we have, people come late.
Yeah, people don't have kavanah in that bit, maybe. They always have kavanah on that part, yeah. So, a person comes in the middle of Sukkot de Zimra. So now he's got a shayla, what does he do? So he could... Sorry?
On a
Go on. Yeah. Yes, Lavid. So he's got two options. So he comes to the middle. Comes to the middle of Ashrei, let's say. So we can either start beginning of brachas, Mizmor Shir, Baruch Sha'oma, Hoidu, Ashrei, Halulukos. You know, Kaseida, Daven properly, V'Amench. You know, and Shmoneser, when he gets there, he'll get there. He'll hear Baruch Hu. He's here before Baruch Hu. He'll hear Kedusha, he'll hear Kaddish, no problem. And he'll daven properly. But he won't daven Shmona Esrei with a minion, or maybe he'll get there halfway through. Or... So the other option is, no, you skip out parts of Psuki de Zimbo in order to get to Shmona Esrei in time. So what's the best thing to do? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a person should always, if he comes late to Shul, there are various... things you should exactly what to skip out. What, but person, the ikka is to skip out in order to get to Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. So that means if a person comes late and he has to say Baruch Sha'oma Ashrei Yishtabach, that's the bare minimum, bare bones. So if he comes that late, then he should just do that, and he has to say the whole of Birchas Yetzer and Shema with its brachas, that he can't skip out. But most of Pesukim Zimra he could skip out. And if a person, so depending on how late he comes, he has to skip out, and you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch, what comes first, what's best, what you have to skip out before what, there's a seder, what to skip out. But the ikka is, the person has to know, that it's, you know, I feel I want to daven properly. Okay, so then he has to come on time. If a person comes late, then he has to know, he has to skip out, because the ikka is tefillah b'tzibur, davening Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. Now, there are choylkim on this, there are some choylkim, it's a Shitty Yechidah, it's not. It's brought down in the Nesu Kalim, that there's a shitta that you come, a person should never change the tzura of davening. Personally, you start Baruch Sha'oma, you go through, Psuki de Zimra, and if you mishmon esrei, mishmon esrei. Okay, but that, there is a shitta like that, and some people maybe like to follow that because they feel more comfortable with that, but lemaisa, the most of the poskim, Shulchan Aruch, most of the poskim, Mishabura bring down that the main thing is to daven tefillah b'tzibun, and if you need to skip out in order to get there, then fine, you skip out. The shaila is, the Bir Halacha brings, what happens if a person is a slow davener? He's davening Shmona Esrei very slowly. So now he's got a question. Do I skip out? Okay, you know, let's start a stage before that. There's a Shulchan Aruch which you could think it maybe is a bit of a stira, but it's not a stira. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if someone comes in the middle of, he comes late for Mincha, let's say you make late for Mincha, and he's got an option. Now it's a well-known halacha, he's got an two options in front of him. Does he start Shmona Esrei? If I start now, I'm davening with a tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur. But I know that they're halfway through, you know, it's not the slowest minion, so I know if I start now, probably I'm going to miss Kedusha. Or should I wait, say Kedusha, and then start? But then I'm going to basically miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what do I do? So the Bir Halacha says that a person should... The Shulchan Aruch says the best thing to do is to wait until after Kedusha. Because you... Yeah, of course. Ideally, it's about to come on time. We're talking about someone, unfortunately, as a one-off. Yeah, okay, he's a bit late. He's running a bit late. Now what does he do? He's in the middle of Mincha. So Shulchan Aruch says the best thing is to wait. You don't start now. You wait till after Kedusha, and then you start Shmona Esrei. Because you can't miss Kedusha. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Shaila is, here, L'chayri, you're missing out Tefillah B'Tzibur. Is it not better to start now, straight away, because then you're getting Tefillah B'Tzibur? We said the Ikka of davening is Tefillah B'Tzibur. So... So Lemaisa, we see from here very clearly that the ikka is what exactly is the most important. There are different ikrim. Dvarim shebekdusha is that's like the red line. You can never miss dvarim shebekdusha. That is the basics. You have to get that. You have to be able to hear kaddish baruch hu. Not that that's the only tachlis of tefillah b'tzibur, of davening with a minion, but that is a bare minimum. You can't miss that out. And if a person comes late, then he has to wait till after Kedusha. He has to make sure he says Kedusha, and he has to forfeit Tefillah B'Tzibur. So it's worth forfeiting Tefillah B'Tzibur in order to catch Kedusha and Baruch Hu and these things. That, of course, the best is to hear both, but if you've got a choice and you can't do both, then that's clear. In Shulchan Aruch, you have to prioritize kedusha. Oh, so the question is: so when we say daven daven tefillah b'tzibur, is that you have to start with the chal? Start with the tzibur, or can you even daven later? So most poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, the Chazon Ish, they say even if a person doesn't start at the beginning of Shemona Esrei with the tzibur, even if he comes halfway through, that's still called tefillah b'tzibur. Although the ideal is lechatchila avada, you have to start at the beginning of Shemona Esrei altogether. There should be 10 men davening together, and you should that your ikat tefillah b'tzibur is to daven together. Nevertheless, if a person comes late and they're already started, that is called tefillah b'tzibur. Nevertheless, you still have to wait till after kedusha. You can't start straight away tefillah davening Shemona Esrei. You have to wait till after kedusha in order to hear kedusha first. So you can start with the chazan as long as the chazan's not too quick. As long as you can keep up with him, you're not going to miss kedusha that way. But yeah, the best is to start with the chazan, because there are some. It's a mechudish to geshita, but some shittas who hold that is or it's like tefillah b'tzibur if you don't start with the chazan. It's not taking on that, but lemaisa, if a person comes late, then at least you start with the chazan if he can. But the ikkah is that you catch kedusha and then start Shemona Esrei, even though that means you're going to miss out on tefillah b'tzibur. So if you've got a chazan express, then you've got might have a problem. Yeah, so then you have to wait till after he's finished kedusha and then start Shemona Esrei. So now we come to the shaila. What about someone who is, he davens a long Shemona Esrei, and he knows if he starts with the tzibur, he's going to miss kedusha. He knows that this shul will take 5 minutes over Shemona Esrei. His Shemona Esrei is always at least 8 minutes, let's say. He knows he's going to miss, no question, he's going to miss kedusha. So what should he do? Every time he should wait for kedusha? So this is brought down in the Bi'aroch in Siman Nun Hei. He says there that a person should, and Simon is if you test. In Simon Sadi, we'll come to Non Hay soon. In Simon Sadi, in later on in the Simon, he says that a person should. He says a person should still start at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, even though you know you're going to miss kedusha. But a person, if you start from the beginning, the mishabura is you should start. If a person is a long davener, he should still start at the beginning with everyone else, even though it means he's going to miss kedusha. That's not his fault. There's nothing he can do about that. We're talking about if you come late, then you should wait for kedusha. But if a person's starting with the rest of the tzibur, then he should start even if he's going to miss kedusha. So the shaila which the Olam ask, I haven't got a clear answer to this, is what's the whole problem here? We know that if a person's in the middle of Shemona Esrei and he hears kedusha, then you're quiet and you listen. And your yotzeb is Shemei Ko'ina. Shemei Ko'ina, we know, is lechatchila like a thing. You know, every Shabbos we hear kiddush, our families hear kiddush from us, or we're in a kiddush, we hear kiddush from someone else. That's lechatchila. Shemei Ko'ina is lechatchila. It's not a b'di'evid option. So why can't, if I come late to shul, and they're in the middle of davening, so I should start, and if I miss kedusha, so I'll be quiet, and I'll hear it from the chazan, I'll hear Shemei Ko'ina. So I haven't got a clear answer to this. Maybe it's b'dievid because you have to stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and that's considered a little bit of a hefsek, it's not so clear. I'm not sure what the problem is there, but it seems the Shulchan Aruch, which takes on that, if a person is going to miss saying kedusha properly, then he should wait until after kedusha and then start. But if a person is a long davener, then he can start at the beginning. That's fine. So you mean someone's going to go out before the end of davening? Well, if you start, the ikkah is you start with 10. That's the main thing. If he's going to go out in 3 minutes, he's going to finish his Shemona Esrei and go. Then it might say he can still. Okay, you won't be able to say. You mean you'll miss Devarim Shel Kedusha? Oh, I see what you mean. You mean you'll miss Kedusha because he'll go. Right. Then L'chayre, the best would be to say do a Kedusha. Yeah. At least then you can get Kedusha and then everyone can daven and then he can go. Yeah. L'chayre, yeah. So, just coming back to basics. So, we said the idea of davening tefillah b'tzibah, that it's not just tzivah b'shul kedusha, but tefillah b'tzibah as well. So is it a chiyuv to daven in a minyan? Person has to go to shul. Is it a nice thing? So the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is actually very interesting. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Sadi, Sif Tes, says the following: Yishtadil Adam lispalel bebeis haknesses. A person should try and daven in the beis haknesses. Imat tzibur, with the tzibur. If you're more honest, if he can't come, whatever, then he should daven at the time. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch, this is the makor of davening b'tzibur. Yishtadil Adam lispalel bebeis haknesses. A person should try. It doesn't say it's a chiv. So there are some who madaik that davening b'tzibur, davening with a minyan, if you can do it, avadi should try and make an effort. But most poskim say, Ramosha Feinstein says, now avada, when the Shulchan Aruch says yishtadil adam, avada means a chiv. The Rambam is klar, it's a chiv midrabonon. I mean, the Torah is a chiv midrabonon. The Rambam is klar in Hilchos Tefillah that it's a chiv midrabonon. To daven tefillah b'tzibur is definitely a chiv, not just a nice thing to do. And they bring a raya, because the Shulchan Aruch has halachas of how far you should travel to daven with a minyan. If a person should go 4 mil in front of him, forward, 1 mil back. I mean, if he's already past a minyan, he should go 1 mil back. If he's still ahead of him, he should travel 4 mil to get there. There are halachas how far a person should travel. So you see, it's not just a nice thing to do. There's a chiyuv to daven, and a person has to make sure. We're not talking about a case if a person is not well. There are various exclusions to this. If a person is not well, or if a person needs a break and he is going on holiday. I'm not getting into that. There are various colors. A person going away is allowed to go without a minyan. But normally, a regular day, if a person is davening, then he has a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. He has a chiyuv to daven. Not only we said with a minyan in shul, he has a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Reb Moshe also says that what if a person feels, you know, people have said to me since COVID, 6 months of davening at home or 3 months, whatever it was, davening at home, you know, there's a certain shenkite of davening at home by yourself at your own speed, quiet, you know. Some people have said that to me. So the shaila is, if a person feels he can daven better at home, more kavana, maybe he should daven at home. Maybe that overrides coming to shul. And Moshe says, avada nisht. Even the person can have more kavana at home, and he comes to shul and he's distracted, whatever. It's not as easy for him to have kavana. He still, tefillah b'tzibur overrides that. And really, the makoyer of davening tefillah b'tzibur is, or the makoyer, or the reason why we daven tefillah b'tzibur, it comes from the Gemara. It's in Tanis, says that if a person davens by himself, b'yachid, then his tefillah has to have kavana. If he doesn't have kavana, it's questionable whether his tefillahs will be accepted. But if he comes to shul, and he's davening with a minyan, and he hasn't got kavana, it doesn't matter. Hashem is mekabel tefillahs even if without kavana, as long as he's b'tzibur. So there's a big mile of coming to shul. We can't always have kavana on our davening. Speak for myself, it's not always easy to have kavana. So if a person comes to shul, not nishkavelech, doesn't matter, Kishbaruch will still take the tefillahs. Person comes to shul with a minyan, also the Gemara says is Marich Yomov. So there's definitely a chashivas of coming davening b'tzibur. As we said, it's not only a chashivas, it's not only a nice thing to do, it's actually a chiyuv. The Ibn Ezra says actually the makoyer, he brings a makoyer of tefillah b'tzibur. He says in Parashat Vayera, when Avram davened for Stoim. So you see, Avram didn't go less than 10. So says the Ibn Ezra, the reason he didn't go less than 10 was because 10 is tefillah b'tzibur. You don't go less than 10. That's why he didn't go less than 10. So he brings that as a makoyer of tefillah b'tzibur, davening with a minyan. Although that's not, Chazal said you have to have 10 per minyan, and we learn out from Devarim Shebekdusha, we learn out from it's a mitzvah, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, we learn out from that posuk, with Eidah by the Meraglim. But the Ibn says as well, it's a makoyer that 10, tefillah b'tzibur is with 10, because Avram didn't want to daven for less than 10. Okay. I hear, very nice. Yeah, Shechina, 10 people Shechina Shroi Beinim. So, now we've got the basics. So here comes the interesting shaila. So first of all, you come in, you've got six people who haven't davened, very very common, six people who want to daven, and you've got four people who haven't davened. So we know you can be mistaref them for a minyan. However, this minyan is not a proper minyan, because although you can say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, it's not, according to most poskim, it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. So if you have six and four, six people who haven't davened, four people already davened, just from Staruf to finish off the minyan, that's not called tefillah b'tzibah, according to most poskim. So if you haven't got a choice. Okay. But what happens if you're about to start davening, you've got 10, let's say you're number 11, come nice, proper tefillah b'tzibah, about to start, and someone comes over to you and says, I've got another shul just around the corner, and we've only got 9. Can you be mashing the minyan? So you think, okay, I'm number 11, there's 10 here, fine. Only thing is, there's only 6 of us who haven't davened. There's another 4 that have already davened. And if you come to us, you'll be mashlim al minyan, but you're going to miss out tefillah b'tzibah. So if he stays here, if I stay in this minyan, I've got tefillah b'tzibah. If I go there, I'll be mashlim their minyan, and they can say dvarim shebet dusha, but I'm going to lose out tefillah b'tzibah. So what do I do? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he holds, it's a bit of a chiddush, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you have to forfeit your tefillah b'tzibah in order to create another minyan. You should go to the other minyan and create a minyan, allow them to say dvarim shebet dusha, kedusha, whatever. But even though you're going to lose out on your tefillah b'tzibah. And he says, if you have a mitzvah deraisa, blowing shofar, anything like that, a person wants to go around to blow a shofar in a shul, they haven't got a proper minyan, or it's not going to be tefillah b'tzibah, it's worth forfeiting tefillah b'tzibah in order to be mazaka other people in a mitzvah. So that's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. So we see that although tefillah b'tzibah, the ikkah of davening with a minyan is not only dvarim shebet dusha, but is to daven tefillah b'tzibah, to daven 10 people. Nevertheless, tefillah b'tzibah is forfeited in some cases. It's overridden by dvarim shebet dusha. We mash them another minyan. We see the chashivas of davening as well. We find in the Gemara in Bracha says Rabbi Lezer, a famous Gemara, Rabbi Lezer freed his non-Jewish slave in order to be mashlim a minyan. They had 9 and he was meshachar avdoi, even though meshachar avdoi over ba'asei, you're not allowed to be meshachar your eved, to free a slave, and there's an asei, isra asei. Nevertheless, he did in order to be mashlim a minyan. How can he do that? So the Mepharshim will explain, there's no, the issa is only stam, to meshachar the eved. But if there's a reason for a mitzvah, you're allowed to. So why did he do it? So Rashi over there says, in order to say Kaddish, Kedusha, Dvarim Shebekdusha. Tosis, not so clear, but some of the Mepharshim explain that no, he was Meshachrim in order to be Mashlim the Minyan for Tefillah B'tzibah. Right? So exactly why he did it. He did it for the Minyan, whether it's Dvarim Shebekdusha, whether it's Tefillah B'tzibah. Uncle Polim, you see that that's how far Rebbe Lez wanted to go. It's not just a nice thing, it's a Chiv so far that he was Meshachrim his Evet. So moving on to the Shiloh we mentioned at the beginning. If a person comes late for shul, late to daven, or it's too full, and he wants to daven outside, so what do you do? So this Shiloh came up very much during COVID. Because people were making outdoor minyanim, even Staruf. I remember when I was, at one point we tried, I was davening in my garden, my next door neighbor was a goy, but 2 away was a yid, and 3 away was a yid. So we had, my neighbor 3 doors away was standing on his balcony, he had like a balcony, and he was shouting at the top of his lungs. I was 3 houses, 3 gardens down the road, and another neighbor, and there was another one who came sort of around the side on the garden, and together we had just about had 10. It didn't last very long because I think he lost his voice after the first day of shouting so far. It didn't work. But Uncle Bonim, that became a common shiloh there. Can you even stare at different people from different rooms? So the truth is, davening outside is better because it's not a different room necessarily. If a person is in one, the shul is in one room and you're in a different room, so that's worse than davening outside because you're not in a different room. So there is a mila there. But we're not going to go into that shiloh of how do you create a minion. Do you make a minion from here? We're talking about there's already a minion. Creating a minion is more complicated. Pashas, you need 10 people. About the lechatchila, all the colors we have, b'dieved, mishaburis is b'dieved. But lechatchila, about you have to have 10 people in one room. Assuming you have 10 people in one room, can I now go in a different room, in the Ezra's Noshim, or in the corridor outside, and daven there, and then hear Kaddish, Kedusha, davening, b'tzibul? So this is a big shiloh. But most poskim say that, or the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, that in order to answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, that is not a problem, that is fine. And it bases on the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara says that, Gemara brings Machlokes, but the Shulchan Aruch goes with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that even if there's an iron wall between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is mafsik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears tefillahs everywhere. Once you have a minyan, there's no problem at all. Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter even if you're a bit further away. If you're in a different room, it doesn't matter. You can, if you, there's a minyan, you can hear, even if you can't see them, even if you, as long as you can hear them, obviously, but even if you can't see them and there's a proper wall, the door's closed, you can still answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish. That's not a problem. So you don't need to open the door. You don't need to be able to see through. That's fine. You can be in a totally separate room. Question is, very nice, you can answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, but is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? Is it called that I'm davening with the Tzibur? I'm in a different room. How can that be called I'm davening with them? So there's a minyan, let's say there's a minyan in here, and I want to daven in there, just outside there, with the doors closed. So I can answer, I'm in Yeshmira, but I can answer Kedusha, but can I, is that called Tefillah B'Tzibur? So here, this is the Shaila. So the Maisa, most poiskim say that it is called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Even though it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ar Halacha is Mashma also. Bi'ar Halacha is also Mashma. And most poiskim hold that that is called Tefillah B'Tzibur. If Shlomo Zalman doesn't like it, he says it's not, it's, you know, if you can see, then it's okay, but the ever, then even then, it's not proper Tefillah B'Tzibur. He also says you have to see. And most poiskim say, even without seeing, it's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So, Lechat Chilev, other one should be inside the shul, if one can. Next best is you can see through, but Lemaisa is not. I say, but the evidence not even such a but the evidence. Most poskim say even if you are outside the shul, you're in Ezra's Noshim, you're in a different room, you're in the corridor outside. It's still you can answer the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, and you can, and it is also considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. So if a person comes late to shul, the shul is packed, and go upstairs and daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, that's fine. I've had, of course, the ideal is to be in the shul. It's interesting. There is. Then it's definitely okay, for sure.
No, it's 1 million, it's 1 million.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's 10 people with you in the room. That's the best. Even if they're not officially davening a minion, but there's 10 people there, that's the best.
Six.
So I suppose 6 and 4, you mean?
No, everyone inside.
I don't think it makes a difference. Well, yeah. Unless, yeah. Oh, that's a good shayla, yeah. So that come back to our old shayla. That's a complicated shayla. If a person's in the Ezra's Noshim, so the Sheva Televi says, or Shmuel Bosner says, that it depends if the Ezra's Noshim reaches the ceiling. So, interesting, I don't know, different shuls have different things. I know in Chadosh, the Ezra's Noshim, the windows of the Ezra's Noshim doesn't reach the ceiling. I don't know if that Kavana, when they built it, was when Rav Avraham built Chadosh, if that was his there, I don't know. But, if you have one person that has a noshim and the wall doesn't reach the ceiling, then he can be joined. He can be mashli and make a minyan. You can nine in here, one in there, it's okay. But in terms of, so you see, there is a mile of the walls not reaching the ceiling, and definitely for to be Tefillah B'Tzibur would definitely be okay. But most, as I said, most poskim say even if it does reach the ceiling and if it's a totally separate room, nevertheless a person can join and daven to a B'Tzibur. So it's good to know. You know, you see people davening outside sometimes. Is it okay? Lemaisa, v'adel chatchila, the best is to be inside. But the eved, it's okay. The shayla is also, I haven't got time, but for another time. But does a woman have a chiyuv of tefillah B'Tzibur? So pashtus, most places can hold that a woman does not have a chiyuv of tefillah B'Tzibur. It's very nice if she wants to come to shul and she wants to hear kedusha and kaddish. It's very nice, but she's got no chiyuv of tefillah B'Tzibur. And therefore, if a woman comes late, then she can daven keseder. Yeah, there's no inyan for her to skip out in order to catch tefillah B'Tzibur. For her, the best thing would be just to daven keseder normally. But not to say that she shouldn't come, but she's welcome to come. But this pashtus, a woman doesn't have a chiyuv of tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, so just to summarize, so we said the ikka of Tefillah B'Tzibur is avada to Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, but also the same importance. The ideal is to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, which means 10 people davening together, ideally starting at the same time. And we said that Tefillah B'Tzibur is not only a nice thing; it's not only a choshuva thing; it's actually a chiyuv midrabanan. And although there are some times that Tefillah B'Tzibur is forfeited in order to be to do a different mitzvah or to do Dvarim Shekedusha, the ideal is davening. Tefillah b'tzibul means davening with 10 people together. And we said, even if a person is davening outside in a separate room, lemaisa pashtus, that a person is yotza, tis even tefillah b'tzibul, because a person could be yotza davening outside. So.